Hello.
Yes.
Hello. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in... We are talking with people in Texas today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We have the ability to complete this survey in English or Spanish. So would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
What's it for?
This survey is about the upcoming elections in November.
Okay.
And before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay. And in which state do you currently live? Texas or other?
Texas.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Hidalgo.
Okay, got it. And of all the personal telephone calls you receive, do you get almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
All calls on cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, okay, thank you so much. And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first one, in what year were you born?
65,
okay, thank you so much. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaska Native?
Hispanic.
I'm sorry?
Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the last degree grade that you completed in school?
One year of college.
Okay. And now, thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Do I disapprove?
Okay,
no.
And do you strongly approve, somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat.
And would you definitely vote for Democrat or just probably vote for Democrat?
Democrat all the way.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether if you have heard of the person, and then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
And will that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
What was the first one?
If that is a very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Then we have Vicente González.
Who?
Vicente
González. Yeah.
Okay.
Favorable.
And is that very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. Then we have Alejandro Mayorkas.
Favorable.
Okay. And again, is that very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. The next one is Myra Flores.
Not sure who she is.
Okay.
I may have heard of her.
Okay. And now we have Donald Trump.
Not favorable.
And is that a somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? The choices are taxes, inflation and the cost of living, healthcare, climate change, abortion, border security, crime and public safety, education, jobs and the economy, fentanyl and drug addiction, or national security and foreign affairs?
All of the above.
I know it's a really hard decision, but you need to choose one, the most important.
Economy.
Okay, thank you so much. Just give me 1 second. Now, thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? You may select any number between 0 and 10.
4. What was that again? I didn't get that.
Yes. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? You may select any number between 0. Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Alvord, the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Vicente, Democrat.
Okay. And will you definitely vote or just probably vote for Democrat?
What was that?
If you definitely are going to vote for Democrat or just probably?
No, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a few statements that you might heard about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for the U.S. Congress. The first one is, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. This makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your decision?
Most likely.
Okay. And is that much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
No, very most likely or strong most likely.
Okay. Then we have, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
And the answer is?
The same answer is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference in your vote?
Most strongly likely.
Okay. Then we have Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions for some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. And again, the same options. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Much.
Okay.
Much more likely.
Then we have, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration borders policies. And again, this makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Okay. And the last one says, the American dream is slipping away for many families. But Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Again, this makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for the U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, the Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you. And now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, and will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal.
And will you say you are very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
Very.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper.
Okay, thank you. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Employed.
Okay, thank you. And how many jobs do you currently have?
One.
Okay, got it. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say at home you speak only English at home? Mostly English with some Spanish? Spanish and English equally? Most Spanish but some English? Only Spanish at home?
Spanish.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.